The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, I always like to say this, on my desk, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. Frank, measles, I am so annoyed. I am so annoyed. Me, well, Mrs. Natural.
Well, I'm annoyed too. This is actually a broadcast I was hoping I wouldn't have to do, because we've covered this in the past, and
yes,
I was hoping that all the news, not just from us, but all around the country, would convince people to get the measles vaccinations, especially children, right?
Yeah, for your kids.
But no, you know, they want to protect yourself, protect your kids, but hey, guess what? No such luck.
All right, but before you start, just so you know, because this is anecdotal, but it's probably worth examining. Somebody just asked me the other day, so what's wrong with getting the measles?
Well,
exactly.
We'll cover that in detail, and I hope that person listens to the entire broadcast.
I actually sent her some others. I said, well, you can die.
Yeah, that's one reason.
Yeah,
but worse than that, your children can die. But let's we'll get to that and all the things that the measles vaccine is dangerous virus. So look, I'm going to address exactly those kind of questions. I'm going to address the top questions about measles. And the first thing I'm saying here is this virus once killed 500 Americans a year, mostly children. So a lot of people say, is there really an epidemic in America? That's question number one. Well, what else should we call the worst outbreak since the year 2000, when 97% effective measles vaccine all but wiped out the disease in the United States? Now, the Centers for Disease Control sees measles close to regaining a sustained foothold in this country again. We've suffered 700 cases, and at least 700, and that's so far this year, in 22 states. That includes Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts. More than 70 cases were just reported in 1 week. So there's no mistake about this. The measles epidemic is here, and it's getting worse. So that leads to this question. Why is there an epidemic? Well, for religious, misguided, and self-centered personal reasons, a rising number of people aren't vaccinating their kids or themselves. That's true in the United States and in other countries where are now tripling. In many cases, unvaccinated adults got measles on trips to Israel, Ukraine, the Philippines, countries like that, and bring back that contagious virus right back into the United States and get a whole bunch of other people really ill. Question that we need to address now is measles the most contagious virus on earth? Most experts say yes, because the virus is so sneaky. People don't take precautions or all the precautions they should about spreading measles because they don't realize they're contagious until it's too late, until everybody in the household has measles. The virus embeds in your nose and throat for days before you develop flu-like symptoms. And you say to yourself, oh, geez, really, I'm actually not feeling real well here. I think I'm sick. And it lingers for days after the measles rash appears. And you think, well, I'm over the measles. That's the worst of it. It's not. You're still contagious. Okay, so next question. How does the measles virus spread? It spreads through the air every time an infected person sneezes or coughs. What's more, the virus can live for up to 2 hours. That's a really long time for a virus to survive. So catch this point. An unvaccinated adult or child who walks into an empty room where a measles patient coughed an hour or two before has a 90% chance of getting the measles, 90%. So all in all, measles can spread and has spread and is spreading like a California wildfire. So how dangerous is measles? Your friend's question, right? How dangerous is this?
This is, I think, what needs to be pierced. And the problem is just in our ways of conveying information, et cetera. My brief digression. You know, people just don't. They don't receive. It's like rain on hard ground. They don't receive it. So it's like, yeah. So what's wrong with actually having measles? And it's not even how dangerous. Like, well, what's wrong with having it and getting over it?
All right. Well, here are the facts, folks. Grab a pencil if you need it. Measles. Excuse me. Measles can kill, especially babies and children. For every 1,000 children who get measles, one or two die. One child in 1,000 develops encephalitis. That's a swelling of the brain. That can lead to convulsions, deafness, mental disabilities, and you bet, death. As many as, and listen carefully to this, as many as one in only 20 children get pneumonia. And that's actually the most common cause of death. Plus, with pregnant women, the virus can cause miscarriages, stillbirths, premature births, underweight births. This is a very dangerous virus. So that leads to this next question. Why are infants especially at risk? Because there's a gap before a baby can be safely vaccinated. Now, if the mother has been vaccinated or had measles as a kid, she passes on antibodies in the womb and then while breastfeeding, that's all very good, but the antibodies only work for around 6 months, leaving babies vulnerable until they can be vaccinated safely, and that's at about 12 to 15 months, and again at age 4 or 5. Now, oddly, Jill, you know this, I'm in that same little crib. I'm in there with the babies.
Right.
I had measles as a kid, so I was immune from measles. I wasn't going to get it again. But my stem cell transplant to fight my cancer wiped out my immune system. It was gone. I got a new immune system. It's a baby immune system. And my doctors say I can't be safely vaccinated for 3 more months. So, frankly, Jill, I'm nervous. I'm afraid to be in crowds. You know, there's no specific treatment for measles.
No,
getting vaccinated in the first place.
And this is not to be alarmist. This is just to point out what makes this mildly complicated. Is that one of the problems with the first case in Michigan was it was someone who had traveled, went to an emergency room. With essentially the flu-like symptoms part.
Right.
And the whoever the on-deck doctor at the moment, it just wasn't focused or was over whatever excuse. But the long short is he sent him on his way.
Yeah. No, I think that is happening. Now, I think doctors in emergency rooms especially are getting a little bit more careful about it. But for the first couple of days, it just seems like you might have the flu. And you might have the flu. But hey,
you might not.
If the rash appears, my goodness.
Yes, but by then you've already.
Yes. My point, people are walking around thinking, you know, or people in the household think it's just the flu.
Right.
And it's far worse than that. So, anyway, let's cut to this very important question. Are recognized religions opposed to the vaccine? Now, the reason that I think that's very important
is because
the worst outbreaks have occurred in tight religious communities, such as 300 cases among the Ohio Amish in 2014, and then around 350 this year among Orthodox Jews in New York State. Now, hundreds can be traced to a single child who got measles in Israel. Hundreds. Worse, and the Williamsburg, Brooklyn outbreak we've heard so much about is growing. New York City's health commissioner just said, quote, this will get worse before it gets better. The vast majority of ultra-Orthodox leaders in Brooklyn and elsewhere tell their followers to vaccinate. But there's an escape hatch. The Torah says you should do what is good for the community unless you deeply believe the act will harm you. So, look, religious or not, the misguided, self-centered people are actually putting their fears ahead of vaccinations. They're putting themselves ahead of the facts that our safe and effective measles vaccine can protect them and their loved ones from this terrible disease.
Now that's stop.
So what can you do to protect yourself against measles?
Look, okay, but
above all,
Frank,
above everything else. Yeah, sorry.
Just before we go to what you can do, this is next the moment, the way brains are working now, to say that what was the Wakefield report? This is the moment to say that where people got the idea that the vaccine was harmful was a report that was...
Yes, yes. There was a report, and it goes back, 20 years, and it was completely fraudulent report. It came out of London, and the guy was actually in cahoots with lawyers who were suing the vaccine makers, so that he had a financial angle. He only looked at 12 cases, hand-picked, and then he came to the conclusion that it was a link to autism. There is none. I'll cover that in one more minute here. But so the point being, above all, and it's all over the internet. If I've done this, you push in measles, you punch in measles, and you'll get an awful lot of misinformation that seems like it's real stuff. It's a whole page of it right there. Gee whiz, it must be true. It's not. Above all, ignore the anti-vaxxers. They're all over the internet. If you have questions about it, you've heard about this Wakefield report or whatever, sit down with your family doctor. He or she can point you to 50 years of studies, 50 years, proving that the measles vaccine works and it's not linked to autism in children. That stuff, it's bogus. It's unfounded. You know, it's fake news. It's not true. But it's an unfounded fear and you should brush it aside. In fact, massive studies show children who were not vaccinated were more likely to develop autism. That's the people who were not vaccinated. Furthermore, the most common link to autism has nothing to do with vaccines or measles. It's simply having an older father. So look, last question. What should government do to protect the public? Now, beyond communicating the dangers of measles and the safety of the vaccines, which Jill and I have been trying to do here today, then the lawmakers can pass laws like the ones in Connecticut, look, that require every student to be vaccinated to attend any Connecticut school. That includes the private colleges. Look, in Connecticut, no vaccine, no school for you. Also, governments can at least close down schools with severe outbreaks until every child is vaccinated. That's even happened in Connecticut. There have been cases like that. Authorities can, and this has just caught my eye, authorities at UCLA just quarantined 100 unvaccinated students and faculty at UCLA because one kid got the measles and they're afraid it's going to spread throughout that school. So they just quarantine anybody who has not been vaccinated. That's a good safety precaution. And in extreme cases, such as the Brooklyn wildfire, government can fine adults who refuse to vaccinate up to $2,000 a day. Now, that's an extreme step. But I have to tell you, Jill, I come down in favor of it to prevent a disease that we know kills babies and children. To me, the common good far outweighs foolish antisocial decisions like not protecting your children, your family, and your neighbors. So that's where I stand on that question.
And how do you enforce it? It's so frustrating because I happen, and this is, you know, people who know me know that in a lot of cases I don't take this position. But this is just such. How do you take something that was 19 years ago eradicated and sanctioned for one moment, it being back? It just seems so inefficient. So,
well, it is, and it has its,
not to mention,
it has
dangerous
its roots. Yeah, look, it has its roots in how effective the vaccine was. The vaccine wiped out measles, then people stopped fearing these measles, and then why should they get their kids vaccinated? Because they heard some rumor about it being linked to autism or something, and they even saw it on TV. by some celebrities saying it. Gee, it must be true. And anyway, who gets measles anymore? Nobody gets measles. You don't have to vaccinate. So, yeah, if 93% of the people are vaccinated, the disease does not spread. But in schools where only 90% of the kids are vaccinated or only 70% of the kids are vaccinated, guess what? That virus gets in there. Somebody coughs. You're in a classroom. I just told you about the empty room. All of a sudden, you got a school full or other workplace full of people getting the measles right and left. So UCLA sees one case, and they get anyone who isn't vaccinated, and they say, guess what? You're quarantined. Don't come around here anymore. Or it breaks out in a nursery school someplace in Brooklyn, and they say, you know what? Close the doors. Lock it up until every kid has been vaccinated and no one is ill. It's so frustrating, Joe, to talk about this because we have a vaccine that controls a dangerous virus that kills babies and children. And guess what? We have to come back on the air and remind people again that there is a way to avoid something that can kill their loved ones. Please get vaccinated and get your kids vaccinated and stop worrying about false rumors and misinformation on the internet. And even if you see it on TV, we're giving you the facts.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store.